Good afternoon. This is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get going for you right now. A Huron County man has resolved a recreational trespassing case stemming from a hunting incident last November. Derek Allen Smith appeared in district court where he entered guilty pleas to two counts of recreational trespass. The charges originated from a November 21st, 2025 incident in Colfax Township, where Smith admitted to shooting a deer on one property and subsequently tracking the animal on the private land without authorization. In exchange for the pleas, the prosecution dismissed a third count. The court ordered Smith to pay a total of $810 in fines and costs. The sentence includes no jail time, probation, or community service. And Melissa Grace Duggins appeared in the 73B District Court on August 20th of 2026 to face a charge of third-degree retail fraud. Duggins entered a no-contest plea to the charge. Under the terms of the agreement, the court granted a 120-day delay sentence. If Duggins successfully completes all court-ordered conditions by December 18th of 2026, the conviction will be entered as disturbing the peace, a 90-day misdemeanor. Conditions of the delay include enrolling in and completing the Thinking Bears program by November 25th, 2026, and performing 10 hours of community service. Duggins is also required to pay $425 in fines and cost. Additionally, the court has prohibited Duggins from entering the Bad Axe Walmart, with the sole exception of using the store's grocery pickup service while remaining in her vehicle. Duggins is scheduled to return to court on December 18, 2026, for a review of her progress. Students returning to the Huron Area Technical Center will once again face restrictions on cell phones and other personal electronic devices during the day. The Technical Center says it is continuing its wireless communication device policy from last year in an effort to reduce distractions and keep students focused on instruction. Under the policy, phones, earbuds, smartwatches, tablets, and similar devices must be stored in a designated location when students enter the classroom and remain there until dismissal. Devices are also prohibited in hallways and restrooms. Limited use may be allowed during scheduled breaks and in classrooms with an instructor's approval and supervision. Exceptions are available for students who need access to a device because of a documented health condition. HATC says the policy is intended to create a more focused and positive learning environment for its students. And we will be right back after this promotional message.
Life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLEW in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary.
All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbdat.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.